maybe we could sneak her into our Socceroos lineup, Sam Kerr. She does have the knack of finding the back of the net, and that's what you need within a soccer team. Robbie Slater joins us. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
4-1 over Jamaica. What did you make of it?
Well, my tip was that Sam Kerr hat-trick on the Tab app.
Yeah.
And a 4-0 win, so I didn't get too far away. Oh. I scored 4.
Close.
And, yeah, but I guess the 4 goals, that's still a hat-trick. So that's what you call a double hat-trick, actually, in football. Mm. And importantly, those goals, you know, that extra goal in particular, means we finish second in the group and not third. Now, I think that's going to be handy going forward, because I think if we had to finish third, we would have been playing host France, which you wouldn't want to be in the round of 16.
No. Hey, Robert, the girls improved with their performance throughout the World Cup?
Well, they certainly needed to, and they have, yes. Yep. And look, I think you've got to point out that Jamaica were, you know, not the greatest side of this World Cup, without, you know, trying to show too much disrespect. That was their first ever goal at a World Cup finals against us, which is the only blemish, I guess. The girls would have loved to have kept a clean sheet, but they didn't. You know, they were tanked 3-0 by Brazil, 5-0 by Italy, and now 4-1 by us. So, you know, but we had to win that game. We had to win it well, and we did. But, yeah. Certainly the opposition going forward is going to be a lot more difficult. But what, you know what? You can only play what's in front of you, and the girls did the job magnificently. And Sam Kerr, well, I think Alex Morgan scored 5 for USA in their opening game, but they scored 13 goals. But Sam Kerr has scored 4 in a World Cup match. I don't know how many times that's been done. I mean, I just mentioned Alex Morgan's was a record. But like I said, 4-1, she scored all 4 for Australia. Yeah, she was helped by some pretty disastrous defending and goalkeeping. But hey, 4 goals in a World Cup match, that goes down in history.
Okay, it's now written in stone that we play Norway, mate. Sunday, 5 a.m. down there in Nice. So beautiful part of the world to be playing.
It is a beautiful part of the world. Spent a lot of time in Nice. I used to have some of my summer holidays in Nice, and not far away, Antibes and the Cap d'Antibes.
Yeah, beautiful.
And, yes, very, very nice part of the world. Norway, our good side, there's no doubt about it. They were narrowly beaten by France. Of course, they finished second in their group behind France. Look, you'd rather be playing Norway than France.
Yeah.
Sorry. So that's the result. But, wow, that's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a step up in quality, and we're going to need to be at our very best. But certainly, with now a win over Brazil, and you know, this win over Jamaica, that's just going to build confidence. So they're going to go in the game with a lot of confidence, and we'll be able to see what they can do. It's a good story after, you know, what happened against Italy in that opening game. It was all doom and gloom, and all of a sudden we're through to the round of 16. So that's how quickly it can turn around, and they've done very, very well.
Yeah, and as long as they keep improving, who knows what they may be able to achieve. This has come in, though, from Dave from Cronulla, Robbie. And it says, having watched all three games...
From Barry from Belmore.
No. Dave from Cronulla, I can tell you we got nothing else. Your experts may disagree and say double-marking Kerr opens up space, but we've got no one else.
Other than Sam Kerr?
Yeah. Would that be a tactic that you'd use? Or...
Well, of course. I mean, it's fairly obvious. He's scored 4 goals.
Mm. But double teaming up.
Yeah, we used to say that about the Socceroos at one time, didn't we? If we didn't have Tim Cahill, we can't score goals. So
yeah.
The fact is, you know, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with him, but I think we've got some other good players. I think Gilnick played well. We've obviously got Devanna, who started. We got Caitlin Ford, but we do have Sam Kerr. So,
yeah.
You know, there's no use supposing...
It's like having Messi and not using him.
Well, that's what I mean. So Argentina, you know, when they had Maradona, they didn't walk around saying, well, if we didn't have Maradona, we wouldn't have won the World Cup. Well, they did have Maradona and they did win the World Cup. And like you said, they do have Messi and we do have Sam Kerr. So, look, I get his point, but, you know, great players find a way of, you know, coming off and finding space when they are tightly marked. and that'll be a job for Sam Kerr. Now, you know, the thing with Sam Kerr, and you can see this morning, is it's not only about marking. She's just so busy and she's active. She's always pressing, and that's, you know, the pressure she put under, you know, the goalkeeper for the fourth goal, you know, makes that goalkeeper probably make that mistake. So you can't mark that. That's just instinct. So, you know, the fact is we do have Sam Kerr, and we will go into that Norway game with a lot of confidence.
There are the good things about the game. There are the good things about the game of soccer currently, but former UEFA president Michael Platini is being questioned. So he's been arrested, Robbie. Arrested for anti-corruption investigators. They've arrested him over the awarding of the 2022 World Cup to Qatar. So,
dear, you can let yourselves down sometimes. You know? You know, like, really? Bloody hell, TK. Michael Platini? It's Michel Platini.
Sorry.
It's one of the most famous players that ever.
I know. He's a three-time player of the year and blah, blah, blah. All right.
Yeah, but you might know that, but you don't.
Well, you know what?
You thought he was called Michael.
Hey, Terry Henry.
That was you. Don't blame me with that. Anyway,
Terry Henry.
You reckon he's worried about his first name or worried about being locked up for the rest of his life?
Well, I reckon, knowing the French, he'd be more concerned with his first name.
Yes.
But, yeah, look, I know him. I wouldn't say well, but sure. I have had dinner with him quite a few times, met him in France, and my time there, of course. What a player, legend of a player. And look, he'll fight these charges. I don't know what they've got against him, but, you know, anything Michel Platini did or was allegedly yep. has done certainly would have been in cohesion with Sepp Blatter, so... I don't know. That whole Qatar thing is a murky, murky story.
Yeah.
I hope, for one, they get to the bottom of it and we find out the real truth about what did happen.
Yeah, what did we do?
You know, we did a lot of dough.
Yeah,
what trying to beat Michael Platini and the boys to get that World Cup.
Yeah, well, Michael Platini's in a whole lot of trouble, and we flushed, what, 40 or 60 million down the drain on a worthless sort of bid. Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, guys.